You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rick. Stop it. Ricky Rose. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Huh? Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My couple of shout-outs from the weekend. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Went over to Acapella Books and supported our man Mark Raimondi with his book signing over there. It was a pretty cool event. Mm. Had fun over there. And then I got to give a big shout-out to Wendy, Josh, Jimmy. Wendy, her husband is Josh. I got a chance to play golf with him this weekend. And up there in, what's it, Chastity? Chastity? Up 400,
yeah. Chastity. Yeah, great course.
Really nice course. They redid it. So I got to give Wendy a shout-out. She's an avid listener, listens all the time. Her husband as well, he's a coach. But wanted to give those guys a shout-out. Had a good time with those guys yesterday. But the book signing was cool. And Mark, man, he's selling a lot of books, Mike. We might need a loan from him when we see him up at Flowery Branch. I'm telling you right now.
And guys are digging the vibe. And the whole book about like the whole anti-hero thing, how that thing really got started with Bischoff and the NWO. And basically, if you saw that McMahon documentary we were talking about with Mark last week, how it really did kind of change things for many years. I mean, with that two-year period.
It did.
You know, Turner was just kicking butt.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. And the questions were really good. It was interesting to sit there at these book signings. I don't know how many you've done this stuff, but you know, you have a favorite author or whatever, or a book comes out, and you're like, man, I want to go talk to them about how they did it. And one of the things I found interesting, and he didn't even mention this to us when we had him on the air Friday, is the research that went involved. You know, and I said, somebody asked him about, how did you go back and watch these old WCW? Because you don't have access to them. And he said he watched like 200 hours or 300. It's like a ridiculous amount, literally episode after episode after episode. And it was like, where did you find those? He was like, they're on Peacock.
No, there you go.
And I'm like, really?
You're looking for content? What becomes of old wrestling content?
Isn't that crazy?
Goes to Peacock, goes to you. I think YouTube has always blown me away because I go down those rabbit holes sometimes.
Yeah.
I'll be watching something like I'll watch a Dusty Rhodes thing. And one night, and next thing you know, I'm watching old Johnny Carson episodes with Rodney Dangerfield and Buddy Hackett. You look up, it's 2 a.m. Go down that rabbit hole. But yeah, good for him, man.
Yeah, I was blown away. But I was like, where do you even find something like that? Because it's been off the air for so long.
Right.
And you're like, oh, I want to watch that match with. How do you find that, right? And YouTube may have it, but it's like, right, unless you have the archives, you've got access to that. But yeah, WWF owns all that now, right? Is that what the deal is? So anyways, interesting. Mm-hmm. Hey, congratulations, Mark. Glad the book is doing well. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We got a lot of, to get into. Hawks have been mentioned in several reports over the weekend when it comes to potential free agents. There are a couple of things that are working. They still need to make a decision on Caris LeVert. Maybe that's been made already, Mike. Clint Capella, we mentioned there's interest around the league with him, and we're going to dive back into that and all the NBA stuff because it's going to be hard and heavy this week, guys, as you'll hear a lot of deals being announced, and some have already been announced, and we'll talk more about it. Also, yeah, man, no man's on the way. Connor Riley in the 4 o'clock hour, and the Dogs continue to do what the Dogs do, and we'll talk to him about this commit. Defensive lineman James Johnson out of Miami, Mike, ranked the number 7 or 8 defensive lineman in the country for 2026. Kirby continues to rack up. We'll find out more with Connor Riley. But right now, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So how do you rate this trade? Steelers trade Minkah Fitzpatrick. Some Steeler fans are like, yo, wait a minute. What are you doing? 2027 5th-round pick to the Dolphins for Jalen Ramsey, corner, and Jonnu Smith, tight end, for a 2027 7th-round pick.
Right.
I want to say the Steelers won this, but Mike, you're giving up Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I mean, to me, and they've got safeties, but Minkah, he's arguably one of the best safeties in the league. Jalen Ramsey, I think diminishing skills. Jonnu Smith is, you know, a really big tight end, fits perfectly what Arthur wants. He's used him from Tennessee to here, and now they're reunited up in Pittsburgh. I don't know. I read Joe Shad, and he was basically saying that the Dolphins were just over the – they were over Jalen Ramsey.
Okay.
And his contract demands and the fact that he's a bit of a flake and he's a bit of a pain in the butt, you know, and I'm paraphrasing here. But basically, yeah, the Dolphins don't want to deal with that kind of headache. They want guys that are invested in the team. It doesn't really fit with Coach Bro's vibe. So I still think advantage – I got to be honest. I still think advantage to the Steelers – because of what Jonnu Smith will mean for that offense, a big weapon for Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
So that's why I think in the final analysis, I'll give slight edge to Pittsburgh on this. Although, as you said, Steeler fans are upset they're losing Minkah Fitzpatrick.
No, he's been a playmaker. Here's the crazy thing about the Steelers. You want to know why everybody's saying they're all in. So Aaron Rodgers commits. You traded and got DK Metcalf. Jonnu Smith now. Darius Slay. These are all vets. These are all guys that have been around the league and get it. Now Jalen Ramsey, Mike. Yes, their plan includes T.J. Watt. We just got to see what that number is. And, Mike, my guess is T.J. is about to become the highest-paid edge guy in the league, and he'll be happy, and he'll be at camp, and everything will be fine. But those are the veteran guys they've gone out and acquired this offseason, which now makes them interesting. But let's not fool ourselves. They still have that team in Baltimore to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, you still got, you know, and, like, I don't know what Cincinnati's defense is going to look like, how that's going to fly, but you're still in a very competitive situation. The Browns, you know, quarterback situation will play itself out, but you're right. You still got to get by the Ravens. You know, you look at the Chiefs, Buffalo. I mean, these are all – those are the guys – there's the roadblock, right? If you are the Steelers, Aaron Rodgers, he's basically said it's 1 year he's in. This is it. So all the chips push in. Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game in forever. You know, I mean, it's one thing to make the playoffs, but that's like, so what? The NFL's not. This isn't like the Braves hanging those meaningless pennants back in the 90s. You guys must not do something when you're in the playoffs. So Aaron Rodgers, you mentioned Metcalf, Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith's a big fit because you and I were kind of looking at their wide receiver room like, eh. So maybe more moves to come. But as Peter Schrager, who's now, remember, he's with ESPN, formerly of Good Morning Football, he's saying these are all-in moves to
your
point.
They are, man. And by the way, Mike McDaniel's on the hot seat.
Oh, totally.
He's not won enough, okay? Forget about the Tua stuff.
Right.
You're now in your 4th season. You look at the record, and they've gone 28-23 over his 4 years there. And basically, you missed the playoffs after an 8-9 season, right? I mean, you endured that first season. It was 8-9, and then you've missed the playoffs. You're talking about the Dolphins, and now you make this trade. Mike, you better be a playoff team if you are the Dolphins and Mike McDaniel. Right.
That's just it. It's pretty funny. I saw Joe Shad, who used to be on ESPN, now covers the Dolphins and works for the West Palm paper. There's a video of a Dolphin fan taking a Fitzpatrick jersey out of a garbage can and putting it in the washing machine, and now Jalen Ramsey goes in the garbage can. No, and we said about it earlier. For those who don't remember, when Brian Flores was the head coach, him and Minkah did not see eye to eye, and they wanted to use him as kind of like a nickelback and his athleticism. Both guys can ball hawk. And there's even the irony here is Ramsey might even play a little safety for the Steelers.
Yeah, that's true. Look, I think the Steelers are certainly improved in many areas. It still comes down to what you get from Aaron Rodgers, right? And can they protect him? That's what it ultimately is still going to come down to. Hey, meanwhile, Brian Branch says the Lions defense is better than last year. Okay. Remember, I just think that, Mike, you talked about a perfect storm when they played the Commanders.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect the game to go the way it did. I mean, the Lions just got humiliated, blown out. Now, they stayed in the game, obviously. It was high scoring. But Brian Branch is basically saying, look, we're better than we were last year. And those kind of things, they don't expect to happen again. Lions will be favored, guys, not only win that division, but also be in the NFC Championship game. I mean, look, they are built for it. My question, Mike's question is, you lose your offensive and defensive coordinators.
Right.
Aaron Glenn's in New York now, and Ben Johnson is now with the Commanders, or should I say the Bears. What happens with those offenses and defenses, Mike? Do they improve? Do they get better? Or do they get worse with those guys not in control?
Well, that's just it. Some teams, when you have a brain drain, it's not the same vibe. You know, sometimes teams improve, but you're right. Ben Johnson, it seems like Goff was getting – they're getting the most out of Goff. You know, that really dynamic passing attack using the two running backs, Montgomery and Gibbs. That thing worked out really well. I mean, especially for fantasy owners, if you had Gibbs, you got, you know, Amon St. Ra. You got some dudes on that offense. But, you know, Aaron – also, the leadership thing with losing Aaron Glenn. You know, as to the Jets head coach.
I agree.
You know, Dan Campbell, you remember Hard Knocks, how much he leans on those assistant coaches to run the team.
Yeah, that's my big question. But I hear you, Brian Branch, who was a really good Alabama player. Alabama!
Why do you hate Alabama?
I know. Hey, do you think Aaron Rodgers is misunderstood, by the way?
No, I just think he's a jerk.
Okay. Here's Breece Hall saying he thinks Rodgers is misunderstood.
I'm a very misunderstood person. Great dude. Comes off to people a certain way, but once you really get to know him, you realize how good of a person he is. But last year, you know, when you're losing games, the blame gets put on the faces of the team. So and it just so happened to be like guys like me, Sauce Garrett, Aaron.
Okay, somebody's Jets experience,
right? And well, that's, you know, you and I talked about it, and I said to you last year, did Aaron Rodgers get too much heat? You know, for that implosion with the Jets, the defense wasn't great. But still, they had weapons, and you know they had peace. You got a great running back. You got one of the best wide receivers. How does that not work, right? And then, you know, and the owners, Woody Johnson's a putz. He fires Robert Saleh. Probably shouldn't have done that. Ulbrich was in over his head as a head coach. So you can't put all that. But I just – the way that – he wants to have it both ways. He wants to have a comment on everything, and then when people come back and then doesn't like it when he takes the heat.
Yeah, he don't want
– That's my beef with Aaron Rodgers.
No, I'm with you. He wants to be able to say what he wants to say, but not have any recourse.
We have opinions. Guys kill us. I get called names on social media. You got to deal with it. You know, it's like his skin gets really thin after he puts a lot of stuff out there, which rubs me the wrong way.
Well, believe it or not, he does have somebody on his side, at least when it comes to this. Ben Roethlisberger, former Steelers quarterback, was on his podcast. It's called Footballing with Big Ben or Footballing with Ben Roethlisberger. He said, Mike, he would take an Aaron Rodgers in his prime over Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I would take Aaron in his prime over Patrick now. I think Aaron Rodgers in his prime was one of the top few to ever do it. And so is Patrick Mahomes at his prime. Patrick Mahomes is just like entering out of his prime, I think.
You think?
I
mean,
that has been a controversial comment around the league, and people are talking about it. Like, Ben, what are you saying, man? Come on. Mahomes has already got 3 Super Bowls, 3 MVPs. Now, Rodgers is a 4-time MVP, but, Mike, that is an argument because can we really evaluate Patrick Mahomes' career yet? I mean, he's so far from being done.
Well, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, right? If he never throws another pass, he's a Hall of Famer. You know, think about how they've done it with, like, some average guys at wide receiver. Like, they won without Tariq Hill. You know, look, this last year, everybody is just so locked in. Oh, the Chiefs are done. The Eagles exposed their offensive line. They've made some moves. We talked about it the other day with Mark Schlereth. Did they do enough to fix it? We're going to find out pretty quick. Mm. But that's the thing. The offensive line, you still got weapons. I think, you know, Kelce feels bad about how things went down the tubes for him last year. He wants to reignite that offense. But look, Andy Reid, say what you want. He'll figure it out. So, yeah, anyone who's writing off the Chiefs, I think you're missing the script.
I do, too.
Hey, by the way, we just talked about the Dolphins and the Jalen Ramsey trade.
Yeah, man.
I just caught this on Pro Football Talk. Apparently, Raheem Mostert got cut in February.
Yeah.
So he went on social media with an axe to grind.
Uh-oh.
And he goes, hot take, be a Pro Bowler on the Dolphins. Get treated like happy for my guys. They'll go ball out.
That they got traded.
So basically, yeah, backing up Ramsey because Ramsey was unhappy with his current contract situation.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. Meanwhile, Max Crosby says he's the best pass rusher in the game. You believe that? Max Crosby, and he says Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback, so when they play, it's a match made in heaven. That's not me. That's Max Crosby.
I put Myles Garrett over Max Crosby.
Me too.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Me too. And I think Max is really good.
Or TJ Watt?
Me too. He has sacked Mahomes, by the way, 6 times.
Right.
He was asked that at that pass rusher camp over the weekend. They were talking to Max Crosby about the right. best quarterback.
Oh, he's good.
I'd
take him here in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Well, that's why the Raiders paid him. The Raiders aren't any good, and they paid him.
We talked about him in the offseason.
Yeah.
Want him here.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.